Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump travels to South Dakota today to celebrate the 4th of July with fireworks at Mount Rushmore. There will be no requirements to wear a mask or to social distance.
Just yesterday, the president bowed to pressure and urged people to wear masks to try to stem the rising number of coronavirus cases in most states. Let's bring in Tolu Olorunipa, who is the White House reporter for The Washington Post. Hi, Tolu.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Tolu, yesterday, President Trump claimed the coronavirus is under control. He said the economy is roaring back. Let's listen.
The number of unemployed Americans reentering the labor force rose by 43%. And fewer workers are dropping out of the labor force than before. And the crisis is being handled.
The facts do not back up what he said there, though. I wonder how politically dangerous Trump's optimism is on the pandemic and on the economy, and if the economy especially continues to deteriorate.
Yes, the president was touting numbers from much earlier last month at a time when coronavirus cases were not spiking the way they are now. And we have started to see a number of states reimpose shutdown orders, close restaurants, close bars. And that could obviously impact future numbers. It could impact the job numbers in the month ahead. And also consumer confidence and business confidence if we're at record high cases as we have been over the past week. And with the virus continuing to spread despite the president's assertions that the virus is going away, it's gonna have a potential impact on the economy that the president has been touting. So there is risk in him saying that everything is going great and being so optimistic when the numbers just don't bear that out.
And Tolu, who he is trying to celebrate this weekend as well, he's in South Dakota at Mount Rushmore in the Black Hills. We've been talking a lot about that this week. Not everyone is happy about it. Where does the president find himself politically going into this holiday?
Well, he continues to be an outlier on things like masks and on social distancing. Even as Republican senators are telling people to wear masks, the president has not worn a mask. He's started to come around to the idea of saying that masks are not a bad idea. He has also continued to hold these massive rallies. We're not seeing other politicians or really anyone else in the country holding mass gatherings. But the president held a rally in Oklahoma last month. He held another one in Arizona. And now he's going to have thousands of people at Mount Rushmore, not social distancing, no requirement to wear a mask. The president is really pushing these practices that are seen as risky by public health experts and that are recommended that Americans avoid. And the president is egging on Americans to do just those things. So he's finding himself increasingly isolated on those public health measures as he flouts the advice of even his own administration's public health experts.
I want to ask you about Sinclair Broadcasting's Eric Bolling, who gave Trump another chance to describe what the president's second term is all about. This after Trump was criticized for not being able to answer that question in a Fox News interview last week. Let's listen now to some of the president's answer. This, again, is with Sinclair Broadcasting.
It's very simple. We're going to make America great again. We are doing things that nobody could have done. We've rebuilt the military. We have a ways to go. We've done things for the vets like nobody's ever seen. We can do even more. We did choice, as you know. We did accountability. What we've done, nobody's been able to do.
Tolu, the president is looking back when he was given a chance to look forward. Why do you think he's struggling with the question?
Yeah, that's the second time that he struggled to answer that question. And in part, he wants to spend a lot more of his time reminiscing on his first 3 years in office, specifically the first 3 years before the pandemic hit. And he wants to say that the economy was great and that he did all of these various things to add to his record and essentially say that he made America great again. But the fact that he is saying that his second term agenda is to make America great again, it's a sign that things have not gone according to plan in the first term. It's a sign that there are a lot of things that have not been accomplished, and there are a lot of things that need to still be accomplished. And I think he's reluctant to acknowledge the fact that he hasn't accomplished everything he set out to accomplish, that the economy is actually in worse shape than it was when he took office. There are millions of more unemployed people, and that there's a lot of work to do, and a lot of the backsliding has happened under his watch. And I think he's reluctant to say that. He would rather spend time sort of reminiscing about his record in the first 3 years and really touting his record and saying that he's done a great job and done what no other president could do. And that makes it harder once you're so defensive like that to project forward and to give a vision for the next 4 years when you're really mired in the last 3 years and focusing on what you've already done.
Well, here's Joe Biden's thoughts about Donald Trump's record.
Donald Trump just had given up. He's not even trying to secure the public health anymore. He'd rather go back to the campaign rallies. He's not interested in uniting us in this fight of a common threat we face. And he's decided he's more has more to gain by dividing this country for his own political purposes.
Tolu, how is Joe Biden doing? We know he's leading in most of the polls, but is he doing well because people are responding to him or because they're responding to his opponent, President Trump?
Well, Joe Biden has kept a pretty low profile, and it seems at this point that that strategy is working. He's letting Trump really punch himself out to an extent because Trump's numbers are plummeting at a time when Joe Biden isn't doing a lot of public appearances. He's not spending a lot of time taking up the national spotlight. He's really letting President Trump do that on his own and allowing the public to assess President Trump for themselves. And that alone is allowing Joe Biden's numbers to go up and President Trump's numbers to go down. Now, the Trump campaign says that once Biden gets on the debate stage, he won't be able to hide anymore. But at this point, it seems like his strategy is working.
Thank you very much. We're going to have to leave it there. Tolu Olorunipa, the White House reporter for The Washington Post. Nice to speak with you once again, Tolu. Thank you.
Thank you.